This is Josephine Electric from Phantom Electric Ghost. I'm the lead singer of the band. In this episode of my podcast, it's Sexual Romantic Entanglements. Josie takes it hard, and I do like to take it hard. So we've been getting into our teenage engineering, OPZ, and that's not a dirty thing, but it's a funky thing. It's a little tiny synthesizer the size of a TV remote. Continuing what they did with the OP-1, except it has a focus on a sequencer, and it doesn't have a screen. It has LEDs all over it that light up and tell you kind of what's going on in colors. And four encoders are endless encoders. And what's good about it is you can create full songs on it. It introduced a sampler in the latest updates, and it has a video capability to actually create video. We use it to create beats, and then we take those beats and then sample them with our Make Noise Morphogene. Now, the Make Noise Morphogene is a really interesting Eurorack sampler. Again, doesn't have a screen. That's kind of a pattern we like. We like some of these hardware synthesizers or tools that don't have screens, allow you to kind of, you know, what you hear is what you get. And allows you to kind of play, you know, heavy padding with your hardware until that, you know, you get the come of a sonic affluence. So these songs are about, you know, romantic entanglements that went bad. And we got a recurring theme. It goes back to 2017 with a partner that we digged more than they digged us. And we never really got that proverbial nut bust. we didn't get that to happen. Sonically, we probably got it to happen. But in reality, the whole thing kind of went bad. I cared more, or maybe I cared too much, or maybe I didn't care enough about the project, and I went too far, and the whole thing fell apart. And we still kind of hung up on the blue-haired dude, and we continue to write songs. Dark Ghost Volume 1 is a whole ode to that failed partnership, and we continue to have songs about it, but we think the latest song we did is Self-Done Truth, All Blue. Came out of we were just playing with our Roland piano, Juno, grand piano setting, and we came up with a chord arrangement, but initially we took a kind of dirge sample of a OPZ tune that we actually brought into the Morphogene, which is a Eurorack sampler from Make Noise, and then we ran it super slow, by like less than 20 beats per minute, in a kind of reverse tape loop. They created this really interesting kind of dirge sound, and we used that as the kind of dirge beat to open it up. And we have discussions before about how when you slow down the BPM, the beats per minute on a song, you can open it up to have a lot more atmospheric stuff going on. So it allowed us to slow everything down, not get caught up in trying to get a kick and beat, and let the song kind of evolve. And then we did a very emotional vocal that's kind of like a Neil Young Tonight's the Night or Time Fades Away vocal. It's very raw. Not perfect at all, but conveying the emotion of this kind of done wrong blues kind of theme of you know sexual abandonment, romantic entanglement, and you know, not being able to be a part of that cum show. And I always got to devolve it into what I like to get into, which is the eternal cum show, you know. And it's like, you know, either you're getting it on or you're not, either it's working or it's not. And if you're coming, then it's probably working pretty good. So, yeah, that's nasty. But, you know, I'm a nasty girl. You know, I'm not Denise Matthews, but I'm Josephine Electric Windhover, Miss Windhover, if you will. So we really get into this new type of synthesis that it's really not. We've been doing it since Dark Ghost Volume 1 with If Love Has No Ceiling, Why Is My Heart on the Floor? We began our sonic experiments with the Morphogene back then, and we really dig it because you can. I've always been kind of hard on samples. I really don't like samples that are like, you know, if you get into, you know, a sample like what happened with Queen and David Bowie in Ice Ice Baby. And that's not the right way to sample. You know, more like the Bomb Squad or De La Soul. On De La Soul is Dead. That's the kind of, or 3 Feet High and Rising. That's the kind of sampling I like. Like when you really use it like a producer like George Martin. When you do something where you're doing a lot of layering and it's got an artistic intention. And it's not trying to steal somebody's beat because you can't write your own. That's kind of what I'm into. So, and we've never really ever sampled anyone else. We just sample ourselves and then kind of reimagine our songs. So Wall Bust Down we like a lot because we were able to kind of play with the capability of the Morphogene. What's cool about the Morphogene, you can do like what they call splices and genes. And you can kind of narrow down the sound. It's a little more difficult than a visual sampler because on a visual sampler, you can really narrow in. You kind of have to, like I said, like what you hear is what you get. And once you figure out how to use the control surfaces of the Morphogene and the color coding and what it means in terms of speed or the amount of the sample and whether it's reversing or morphing. And the cool thing about morphing is it actually can do multiple points in time. It will play back in the same space, which it gives you some really interesting stuff that's kind of like random voltage. And the random voltage nature of the morphing, sometimes you can run a drum beat into it and then get a more varied beat, which we like to do. It acts like an LFO. And there's actually instructions on how to kind of use it like an LFO, a low frequency oscillator. So yeah, we get really into that. And all these songs are about the kind of idea of a romantic entanglement that went bad. That, you know, somebody put too much into it and pushed the other person away, or they didn't put enough into it and still pushed them away. It just didn't work out because it wasn't meant to be. And we kind of dive into that. You know, we're big fans of the Carpenters in terms of that kind of entanglement that the Carpenters is full of that. Even when it's a happy song, Karen Carpenter had this conveying this melancholy that's inherent in her voice. And we came up with the idea like Mediterranean blue is this feel that we have whenever we talk about melancholy. And we always kind of bring it up in all kinds of ways. That's what Self-Done Truth is all blue. And, you know, it's a total Mediterranean blue vibe. And that comes back. That's actually part of a rock opera we wrote called September. And in September, there's a character, Mediterranean blue, that just embodies, and she's like a goddess that embodies everything about sadness. Kind of like a eternal Virgo, always having that kind of misfiring connection when it comes to romantic entanglements. That's what these songs are all about. And we hope we conveyed that feeling with these songs. Now, the other thing we've been getting into is whether or not you should dive into a Prophet 510 or get something more like a Phantom or even, you know, other things. Because this year, the sense I'm really, or the devices I'm really interested in is the Arteria Keystep Pro, to move up from our BeatStep Pro, which we've used for years to create a lot of our records. The difference in the KeyStep is it doesn't have pads, it has a keyboard, but it's polyphonic. It's got four lines of sequencing instead of just three. And we think that could really, it opens up if you have a lot of Eurorack stuff. And even I talked about, like, if the, you know, the Prophet 510 doesn't have a sequencer, but if you use a KeyStep Pro, you can use it as a sequencer for a Prophet 5 or 10. So it's a good investment. Either way, anytime you're dealing with the Eurorack, the connectivity on it is awesome. But then you could get a Phantom and it's got amazing connectivity and you can tie into a TR recording sequencer. You could do the same things. So you may be redundant if you have a Phantom. But the other big Moog we're really into is the Subharmonicon, which came out of a session, an engineering session a couple of years ago. And it was one of the engineering session machines that didn't get produced. The DFAM had been in one of those sessions and it was produced. It was a vocoder they put out. They didn't produce that. And then there was kind of a thing called a brother from another mother, the BFAM, and that wasn't produced. And then the WorkStat, that was produced, and it was actually re-released with a new version as CV capability. But we're really drawn to the Subharmonicon because it's got, you know, things like the Trentonium. It's got the ability to do alternate type of sequencing. Because it's like it's doing all this interesting timing and different types of keys. And dealing with subharmonic oscillators, you got like six oscillators. And it only has four notes, so it's even less sequencing than a DFAM. But because of the way it's doing all this kind of interesting polymorphic sequencing, it allows you to do interesting time. I keep on saying interesting because it is this kind of off time stuff that you can do, and it allows you to really play with the timing of your songs. If you like doing glitchy, non-standard beats in a world where everybody's doing standard beats, this machine gives you the ability to kind of control all your mothers, which everybody wants to control their mother. I have a DFAM, I have a mother 32, and I have a grandmother. And so this is kind of like the central control unit. Now, a grandmother can be the central control for all these, but this becomes even more so because of the timing options that you can do. It really, if you have a three-tiered rack for your mother 32 or DFAM, you got two DFAMs, this becomes like maybe you take one of those DFAMs out and you put a Subharmonicon in. And like Mylar Melody showed, that you can really have this be like the mass module for Make Noise. It is a central control in terms of timing and tone of what you can do with the whole mother ecosystem. And we think it's one of the better devices if you really are into sound design and tempo design. It's probably one of the best things you could get. And we're big Moog fans. We're big Roland fans. And we're always, crossing over from one Roland to a Moog to another. Another thing to bring out in the song, Self-Done Truth, what you might think is a Moog lead is actually a JDXI using its analog part. And a lot of people complain that Roland doesn't have good analog, but the JDXI analog, or JDXA analog tone is different than a Moog, but it's like got that classic 70s Roland analog sound, which is something a lot of people lust after. You check out a System 500 or try to go back and get a 106 or Jupiter 6 or 4 or 8. It is a tone that is lusted after. And I think a lot of people think the System 8, if you really want that tone to sound the way a lot of people think that it should, the Jupiter 8 implementation on a System 8, a lot of people think is very authentic. Though the Zencore version on the new Jupiter X, there's some people that don't seem to be very thrilled with it. I haven't tried it yet, so I can't tell you if it sounds better than what the System 8 version sounded like. Well, I know it has more polyphony, but whether or not it's more authentic, I don't know. There's a lot of people that just say, because it's digital, I don't think they ever touched it. Just assume it doesn't sound good. But if it's using the same technology, but I heard the Zencore is not exactly what's on a System 8. Or could I have a System 1M? And it is fantastic. And I always wanted and lost it after a System 8, but it's been kind of ridiculed because of its Darth Vader green lights. But it sounds phenomenal. I actually played one a couple years ago, and I really wanted it. But now that so many other synths have come out since then. But I just saw a comparison of a System 8 to a Prophet 6, and it really does well if you can get over the form of it being plastic and all that. And it's a great machine. It's dead reliable. It's not as sexy as a Prophet 5 or 6 or a Moog. But the thing about Roland, they made it get the job done. So sometimes it's like, you know, if you don't tell people what the sound is and then you use a System 8 on a record, I think they'll groove to it. And if you told them, I mean, after the fact, you tell them it's a System 8, then they're going to go, oh, you know, oh, that's trash, you know. But, you know, I think people got to get over it, you know. But that's on my soapbox, and I'm all soapy in my bubble bath, if you're into that. This is all about sexual band and love. So, again, we interview folks on Phantom's broadcast. We haven't tried to interview someone with my voice just because we tried it one time and it came out like a doubling. For some reason, Anchor FM doesn't let us use our vocoder, and I haven't been able to use the desktop version to kick off an interview. I would like it if they could actually make it so you could do the desktop version as an interview. Not been able to do that. Maybe I should ask them like, how you do that. I think you have to use the app. It's somewhat disappointing. I'm going to try it one day. I think we could just, what we would do is we just have to do it as a straight call and then record it. And then, like, I could do it on the video version of the podcast. I could actually do it that way. And then bring it in that way and then publish it after the fact, which is another way to do it, which I might do sometime next year. And get into that with somebody. So we're happy we did a collaboration this year. It's gonna be coming out soon. We'll talk about that more. And we're really going into 2021. We want to put Dark Ghost Volume 1 out as a vinyl. We're really into vinyl. One thing we were looking into some really cool vinyl turntables from a company called Project, and it's PRO-JECT, JECT. I think they're Austrian. They make these really awesome high-end turntables, and they have tube amplifiers. They have Bluetooth capability. Got high-end cartridge upgrades. Really cool acrylic platters. You know, you can get really crazy on them. You can get some that cost like $7,000. You know, the ones we're looking at are about $1,500 to $2,000 with a tube amplifier system for like around $900. And vinyl is something that we started, you know, listening to music on vinyl, you know, listen to songs in the key of life on vinyl. We bought Purple Rain on vinyl. We had a lot of, psychedelic furs on vinyl, Big Country on vinyl, U2 on vinyl, Unforgettable Fire that was on vinyl, Brian Eno. And there's something about the warmth of vinyl, that same reason why we record with Moogs and Arturias. And, want to get a Prophet 5 or 10. It's that analog kind of transistor style, old style circuitry. That's what we're into. So have a good holiday season. Be safe. Don't kill your mom or your grandma by going to visit when you don't need to. If you haven't been under quarantine, it's not probably a good idea to visit your grandparents or your mother or father, because then, you know, 3 weeks later, they might not be there. So you need to really be mindful and not live in a world that's not reality. You know, we're living in a pandemic. You can't do everything you want. If you do, you're going to harm people. So you need to be mindful of that. You need to do what's necessary for us to get through this till everybody gets vaccinated, until we have like 70% of the American population vaccinated. And also, you know, that includes the world, because this is a global world. And as long as people are not vaccinated, there's a risk of getting infected. And even if you are vaccinated, you can still infect somebody that wasn't. So then, you know, this is the next big issue, is people thinking because they're vaccinated, they don't have to wear a mask. And, you know, you look at the science, you still need to wear a mask. Until we've got this under control, we're probably going to be living with masks into 2022 or longer. So you might have to get over that if you got a problem with that. But this is Josephine Electric, and this is the Josephine Electric Podcast, and I thank you for listening. This probably won't be the last episode for this year, and we'll talk to you again, because we're always writing new material. Thank you for listening to Phantom Electric Ghost and Josephine Electric.
You put up walls, all I want to do is you put up walls. Can't we just talk it through? You put up walls. I guess the deal though it do. If I can't get to you, that's my truth. You put up walls. All I wanna do is you put up walls. Can't we talk it through? Put up walls. I guess the deal though it do. That's my sexual truth. That's my kind, dude. 1 minute, 1 minute with you is all I need. And let it come to just 1 minute. 1 minute with you, that's all I need to cop the truth. Damn walls, and I wanna bust through one of walls. Gonna ball you, dude, and put up walls. Feel the dildo truth deep inside of you. That's the kind of proof. You let me fall, golden dawn, the ball. Bottom wall, let me fall. Bottom strong, I throw it on all. All I want is you, dog. Put up walls. When I wanna talk to you, you put up walls. And I can't bust through. Wanna talk it through. That's my truth. I guess a dildo won't do. All I want is you. I guess walls. What you like to do, I guess walls. While you're falling at you, wanna talk to you, a dildo won't do. That's my come on truth, want it all for you. You put up walls, and if that's what you like to do, you put up walls. That you come through, it's true. Just wanna bust through, wanna talk to you, but you're too busy balling all the. Sports with that dude while you're balling. Every type of dude, I wanna talk to you. You won't make it come true. You put up walls. All I wanna do is you to put up walls. Can't wait talking.
do when you talk to the dude? Sports talk folder, don't you want to do a real dude? You put up walls, all I want to do is you to put up walls. The animal can't we talk it through? Come on, fluence, dude, come on, do it too. All your horn around doesn't get you screwed. You put up walls, all I wanna do is you, not the fool. Foolish truth, oh, well, come on, dude, come on over you. You're talking sports to those fools when I really wanna screw the walls. And I come bust through and get the walls. And I come all you, that's the honest truth. That's how I want you. You won't come on, come and make it true. Just 1 minute, dude. Spend an hour with you, give me 1 minute, dude. Spend an hour with you, give me 1 minute, true. I wanna come over you. You put up walls, won't make fantasies come true. You put up walls, you're talking sports to that dude. I'm your come on fool, come on over you. Don't you want to make it come true? Come busting through, come busting through, ball busting proof. Come all over you. It's been 1 minute truth. Don't wanna do what I wanna do. Fantasy won't come true. Don't be 1 minute truth. Won't tell me no. Won't tell me anything about you. You spent 1 minute truth. Won't tell me who. Anything about you and those dudes. You spent 1 minute, boo, won't tell me the truth. Spend all this time with the ball busting dudes. You put up walls, you won't tell me the truth. You put up walls when you're playing with those dudes. Let the whore around truth, whore around you. Don't you want to be with somebody get screwed? Is this the God of this truth? I want to you, I do all your dudes. That's the ball busting truth. You get your whore around town, gonna lay it down. Don't you know Josie wants you now. If the God on this truth wants fruit, you would do all your dudes. Let the ball bust in truth. You put up walls. If the God on this truth, you spend 1 minute, you won't tell me the truth. Let the ball bust in truth. I'll do all your dudes. Come on over you. And that the flow is truth. You spent 1 minute, dude. Ball busting truth. Wanna spend all my time coming all for you. Put up walls. That's the God on his truth. Put up walls. I wanna ball bust the truth. I couldn't do it with you, dudes. Come all over you. Make sure you know that Josie's brand new. Call. play along. You got my nipples hard.
Oh, Space.